you're going to turn up the heat on the city.
They got to do something for these kids. That's what it means. I can tell you what they're going to do for the other people, but I tell you what they're not going to do for my son. We're not going to sit here getting a circle and pray. I did that last night with his friends when they wanted to bug out of the hospital. I did that last night. So that little prayer thing is over with. Okay? Now, me and Drew, Michael, we may go outside and say a little prayer, but it's not going to be a bunch of clergy looking for some limelight. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be no marches. It's not going to be no meetings. These people and our public officials are going to die in a meeting. And by the time that happens...
So what do you want to see happen?
Let me explain to you what I mean now. Mm-hmm. We sit here meet. That's they just meeting. We got to get out here and put the hands on and make this happen. We can say, like me and you sitting here meeting? We can sit here and say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Not going to happen.
So what do you want to see done?
I want to see a place for these kids to go. There's no, I need you to write this down, please. There's no youth center in any black community. There's none. None. Mm-hmm. Yale has a building down there. Mm-hmm. Okay?
The Rose Center.
Yeah. And they offer that to these kids in this community. Mm-hmm. The lady from Monterey had that building down there for kids. No kids are in that building, not from this community. You got all the kids in there, but it's not in this community.
So you want to see the city do a community center?
More, it should be a community center. It should be a safe haven in every community for these kids to go. It's time for our community. It's time for our black youth, our white, listen to me, black youth, white youth, Latino youth. What's the other people that were in the stores? The Indian youth?
Mexican.
To stop being poverty pimps. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know about that word. It's called poverty pimp. And when you're being poverty pimp, that means the people that are leaders, most of our leadership is pimping the black community, the white community. I mean,